What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. All right, there's our music. We're launching a little bit late here.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivera?
The volume is really way too low. Okay, aloha. Welcome to our show here today. And it is Thursday, July 26, 2018. And sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, and let's just get into the news here. Over in Syria, the Syrian army has repelled a large-scale ISIS attack. ISIS attempted to retake a bunch of cities, Shbika, Shorihi, Rami, and Duma. And after a few hours of fighting, the Syrian Arab army took it on back. And 15 ISIS members were killed, but up to 150 civilians were killed, and an unknown number were injured. So this thing is still going on, and it's frustrating. You know, this thing is just about over. You know that a lot of these ISIS and Al-Qaeda have already accepted deals to just get out of Syria, but you've still got these groups out there who somehow think they're going to be able to keep this thing going. All righty, now, a lot of people are still talking about the evacuation of the White Helmets, which may have also been a cover for extracting intelligence assets and ISIS Al-Qaeda commanders who would be able to testify to their links to the Western powers as well. But a lot of countries where these people are going to be taken, they're already mobilizing to say, no, NIMBY, not in my backyard. We don't want them here. And basically, over at Sputnik, Gian Michalison, a columnist of the Italian newspaper Il Giornale, basically said that any country accepting the White Helmets in is basically spitting in the face of all the EU terror victims. And of course, it basically underscores the fact that ISIS and Al-Qaeda were in fact working as proxies for the Western powers, supported primarily by the United States. We documented that all the way back when Benghazi happened. And there were documents that came on out saying that the U.S. was smuggling Libyan weapons into Syria to give to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, using the consulate at Benghazi as the hub of the operation. And then that got attacked and four people killed, and all the documentation conveniently was destroyed here. Now, over in Iran, the war of words is ramping up. Apparently, Iran's government has not responded very favorably, with Trump's saying he's ready to make a new deal because they anticipate the new deal is going to be much more onerous than the one they already agreed to, meaning that Trump wants to go after the long-range missiles because that's what Israel wants as well. Now, of course, the rhetoric is surrounding whether or not Iran could interfere with oil exports from the region going to other countries, which will no longer be buying from Iran due to the threat of more U.S. sanctions. So Iran's army chief is out there saying that the oil threat can be easily answered. Nobody is talking specifics. Obviously, in a force-on-force naval battle between the Iranian Navy and the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Navy is going to win despite all the known problems with their ships. So Iran may be thinking about something else to basically close the Straits of Hormuz. But the rhetoric is just ramping day by day here. Turkey is saying to the United States, we will not obey. They're going to go on buying Iranian oil. They're basically saying, we buy oil from Iran, we purchase it in the proper conditions, and the U.S. doesn't get to tell us who we will and will not do business with. And of course, it's the U.S. position that they can go all around the world saying what countries can do business with what countries. And already tensions with Turkey are high because Turkey has abandoned buying the U.S. air defense system and is now looking at the Russian S-400. So I imagine we're now going to be told that we have to go on in and invade Turkey because Erdogan is gassing his own people, or he's a terrible dictator, or he passes gas in elevators, or he's a really terrible dancer, or whatever excuse they're going to come up with on that one. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, on Tuesday, Fox News host Tucker Carlson interviewed Colonel Douglas McGregor about what's going on in Iran. And McGregor basically came on out with a warning saying that the United States could easily repeat the Gulf of Tonkin incident false flag to get the U.S. into war with Iran. Now, for those of you who are not old enough to remember that, this happened all the way back in 1964. And there was an incident where supposedly the USS Maddox was fired on in the Gulf of Tonkin using torpedoes by North Vietnam. Now, in 2010, more than 1,100 transcripts from the Vietnam era were released proving Congress and officials raised serious doubts about this information fed to them by the Pentagon and the White House. But while there was internal doubt within the government itself, the corporate media dutifully reported the official statements as if the veracity of the information couldn't be disputed. Oh, yes, we were being attacked. We were being attacked. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. It was just another one of the many, too many to count, lies told to you by the government and the corporate media to get you to go along with wars of aggression. Now, over in Saudi Arabia, the Yemeni rebels have launched an attack on two oil tankers passing through the strategically important Red Sea shipping lane of Bab al-Mandeb. And Saudi Arabia has announced it will halt sending all oil shipments along that route, which means they'll have to turn north and take their tankers out through the Suez Canal. And that will mean for longer trips to some of their customers and clients. Now, over on the western border of Russia, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu is saying that in the western military district since 2016, there have been more than 70 new formations and military units formed in direct response to what they describe as obvious NATO aggression, bringing more nations into NATO, moving closer to the Russian border, which breaks a promise that was made to Gorbachev that NATO would confine itself to its current borders, at least as far as Russia was concerned, which at that point was the border of Germany. And of course, we've seen over the last 2 years how NATO is just throwing more and more arms and weapons into that region. And Russia is having to respond. And that's exactly what's happening now. Of course, you can count on the corporate media to reverse this and say, oh, it's Russian aggression. They're getting ready to aggress. They're putting in more weapons. And obviously, they're up to no good here. Interestingly enough, and it shows how complicated and confusing geopolitics can be, Israel is deepening trade ties with China at a time when Israel's supposed best friend, the United States, is engaging in a tariff war. And the Pentagon is very worried because, based on past history, Israel could become a backdoor through which China could acquire capabilities that it could not get in the U.S. They're concerned about Israeli-Chinese deals could cause artificial intelligence capabilities to find their way into a new generation of Chinese weapons that could threaten American troops. And if an American pilot were ever shot down by a Chinese missile powered by Israeli technology, it would be a real problem for the Israeli government. No, it wouldn't. Nothing bad ever happens to the Israeli government, no matter what they do. That's just a reality. And Israel has previously betrayed the United States by taking the weapons systems produced in the United States, reverse engineering them, and then selling that technology to countries who don't really like us. Now, Israel is still out there justifying everything that it is doing in Gaza and the West Bank as their right to defend themselves. But there was an interesting little article that came out of Electronic Intifada saying that this is really ridiculous, because if you look at the history of Israel, Israel is clearly the aggressor. They're not defending themselves. They're constantly grabbing more and more of Palestine. They tried to grab more of Egypt. They're trying to grab, well, they just grabbed part of Syria. Israel's the aggressor. They're not defending themselves at all. But it's very, very common for nations engaged in wars of aggressions to claim that they're having to defend themselves. Hitler did it at the Gleiwitz affair. And, of course, we invaded Iraq because we had a right to defend ourselves against Saddam's nuclear weapons of mass destruction. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Senator Hiram Johnson once said, "Truth is the first casualty of war," and he was absolutely right. Now, as you know, China has been building a global shipping empire. They're now basically in control of the Panama Canal. They are now in control of major shipping ports right here in the United States of America, and they're building one up in El Salvador. But the U.S. is now accusing China of actually building a military base, that it's only partly a commercial port, and that it will be used to base China ships with which to threaten the region. Well, it's not uncommon for commercial ports to also have facilities for military ships. But again, it's just more of this war of words. Now, earlier today, there was an explosion at the U.S. Embassy in China. They've arrested the person who did it. The only person who did it was the bomber. Apparently, it wasn't all that powerful a bomb. There was some broken glass, and there was some blood from the bomber himself. 26-year-old man identified by his surname Jiang from Inner Mongolia. And the Beijing police said the explosion was a result of fireworks. Now, in Mandarin, fireworks is a very broad term that can refer to anything from sparklers to full-on high-powered explosives. And apparently after that happened, police also found a woman who was trying to douse herself with an accelerant for an act of self-immolation, and they got to her and prevented that from happening. But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said the explosion is an isolated incident and police are handling it. Now, North Korea reportedly plans to transfer remains of U.S. soldiers from the start of the Korean War tomorrow. In fact, it's actually, given the international dateline, it's going to be just hours from now. And it's the number of soldiers has not been specified, but they're starting the process. And the transfer is coinciding with the 65th anniversary of the 1953 armistice agreement that ended fighting. So very symbolic moment there here. The U.S., despite all of the problems with their weapons and all of the economic hardships, is still trying to act like the world policeman. The U.S. is expanding overseas military presence with an additional 300,000 troops in 177 nations. That's a lot of people. It's like the Roman Empire with their garrisons and the legions to keep control over the empire, which ultimately didn't work on out. A lot of these nations, the ordinary people there, do not like having the Americans present. Okinawa is a good example. There have been a lot of incidents of the U.S. troops abusing women sexually, and the Okinawans would like the Americans to go, but the U.S. government and the Okinawan government have reached a deal, which probably involves a certain amount of monetary transfer, to keep these bases there. But we're stretched all over the world at incredible amounts of money here. Meanwhile, the U.S. has announced they're going to bolster their marine presence in Australia to tackle the threat from China. Ooh, China's the new threat. We've got to make stink face at China here. They are playing literally with fire. And, of course, all of these people who are pushing their wars, they're just thinking about profits to defense contractors with whom they are invested. That's what it's all about. Members of Congress, members of the government, they have stock portfolios filled with stock from General Dynamics and Lockheed Martin and Boeing and all these other companies. And the more they can stir up trouble, the more money they're making. And the fact that some of your kids may be killed and crippled in the process, well, that's just the cost of doing business, you know, as long as we all get richer. So let's turn to the domestic politics. As you know, the House of Representatives is has drawn up a document for the impeachment of Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And it's rather interesting to see who's coming to Rosenstein's defense. And interestingly enough, on Fox News, I saw Alan Dershowitz earlier saying that it's silly to impeach Rod Rosenstein because you can't impeach somebody just because you don't like them. There has to be an actual crime that has been committed. But if you read the actual impeachment articles, they've made a very clear case for obstruction of justice with all the stonewalling, the defiance of subpoenas, the refusal to follow court orders to release documents. But interestingly enough, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is out there rejecting these efforts to impeach Rod Rosenstein. And you have to wonder, why is Ryan protecting Rosenstein? Now remember, Rosenstein and that whole group of people are, shall we say, the first layer of the onion leading down to this incredible core of rotted corruption surrounding the Clinton Charitable Foundation, espionage in the Capitol building, all kinds of other things. And so Ryan is apparently trying to prevent any more progress. They're subverting the course of justice here. First of all, by the Department of Justice refusing to turn over documents, which they're not allowed to do. Congress has oversight responsibility and rights to see those documents. If you think about it, our federal system of government is breaking down right now over this infighting. It's not functioning as it should. Now, the White House has announced, actually, White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley told reporters on Air Force One that Trump has started the mechanism for pulling the security clearances from certain individuals. And saying that the president finds it inappropriate for somebody to go on television under the perception of legitimacy, integrity, and level false and baseless claims against another person without any evidence whatsoever. And there's also the issue about the continuing leaks and whether some of these people with these security clearances who are no longer working for the government are monetizing those security clearances by accessing classified information and then leaking it to the media. That is a very real concern. My concern is that so far Hillary Clinton is not on that list of people whose security clearances are going to be revoked. And she should be there. She should absolutely be there. She is not in government service any longer. She should not have access to classified information, especially with the history of how she handled classified information while Secretary of State. James Comey said it was carelessness. I think it was intentional. But regardless of which one it was, looking at that experience about how Hillary Clinton handled classified information, even if it was just carelessness, is why her access to classified information should be cut off right now. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got some callers waiting on the line, and let's start with Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, it was just too juicy a topic for me not to call in about Israeli arm transfers.
Yes.
And if I can give a brief history, let's start out with the big one. Let's start out with it's not necessarily Israeli, but the Rosenbergs selling all that stuff and Klaus Fuchs and all that, and David Greenglass, part of the people that sold and gave our nuclear secrets to the Russia in the 1949 and 50. But beyond that, then, of course, we had the Israelis stealing U.S. nuclear material to make a bomb, then taking that material and giving it to South Africa or offering to sell it. Then we have the back in 1982 when they invaded Lebanon against Reagan's wishes. Reagan held out and froze the delivery of 75 F-16s, if you remember. And
I remember.
Of course, it was only because the Israeli lobby just got on them. And so he reversed it later on. They got all their free F-16s. But at least for a second, the Israeli lobby was really concerned that they could be separated from their source of high-tech material. So they went and they got the U.S. to help, not help, we funded, something called the Lavi Fighter. Lavi, Hebrew for lion.
Yes.
The Lavi was, we funded the whole thing. I think it came to something around the other $500 million or $1 billion that we gave to them. And it just so they could produce their own fighters so that they wouldn't be subject to us, taking away their access to like the F-16s. However, it turned out that they just didn't have the domestic capacity make the software that guides the whole thing.
Yes.
So that collapsed, and all the investment that we put into this lobby, which was nothing really but a super F-16, was then sold to the Chinese. That became the basis for the
yes.
F-10 and the F-12 fighter plane. Then
yes.
we harken back a couple of years ago. Remember when that U.S. Anti-submarine warfare plane was shot down over Hainan by Chinese fighters using an air-to-air missile that was a ripoff of the latest Sidewinder missile? And that, it turned out, when they did the analysis on that, that was just a re-engineering of our Sidewinder missile that was sold to them by Israel. So
yes.
It goes on and on and on. If they've got a promising company in the United States, since there's no restrictions at all on what they can do and no accountability for what they can do, they just buy the company. They'll buy the entire company, ship it over to Israel, Star of David on it, and declare that technology their own. And there's no restriction on it whatsoever. They do this time and time again. So that's just...
Yeah, they have. You're absolutely right. I mean, they bought themselves the lead in quite a few technologies. Companies like Intel, their R&D centers are now in Israel, and Israel stands up and says, we're the world leader in R&D. No, not really. Just bought it and imported it and brought it on in. They didn't build it themselves.
Yeah, think about the untold billions, you know, that the Chinese would have spent on actually producing that J-12 series. It advanced them a whole generation in their fighter technology. They got it free from the Israelis, and we paid the Israelis to do it. Think about the Sidewinder missile thing. There's that same thing. All the billions that would have been spent on that. Then think about the nuclear technology that they stole from us and of course now threaten the world with, including us. And their spy rings, of course it wasn't Israel, but let's face it, all the nuclear stuff, Fuchs and Green Glass and Rosenberg, they were all Jewish. And had Israel been able to make use of it, they would have given it to them for free as well. But at any rate, it just goes on and on, and there's never...
You know, it's even worse than that. It's even worse than that. The U.S. government will contract for more weapons than the Pentagon is actually asking for, than the production overrun will be declared surplus, and that'll be sold to Israel for pennies on the dollar, even though it's brand new and we, the American people, paid the full price for it. It really is an absolute scam here. You know, our country is totally under foreign puppet rule. And that's why our government in Washington, D.C. does not care about quality of life in this nation or the American people or our infrastructure. They're in power there to basically strip mine this country for the benefit of a foreign power.
Well, I hope that the people who I've been paying attention, as I know you have, but to this for years, I'm your age, this has been going on my entire life. And it's frankly pissed me off my entire life. I'm glad that you're there somewhere now to say this, that this has been happening, because nobody covers it. Nobody talks about it, but it's the elephant in the room for technology. They'll take and sell anything to anybody. Oh, here's one more. Remember your thing with the Jackson Amendment, where they took our plants and sold it for
yes.
immigration to Israel. So I know I got a roll here, Mike, but thanks for letting me talk.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the articles of impeachment against Rod Rosenstein and how a lot of people are leaping to his defense. And you have to ask why. And my theory, of course, is that there is still this rotted core of corruption inside the federal government that ties up with the Clinton Foundation, with CIA drug running, with all kinds of stuff, and everybody's out there trying to protect it. And defending Rod Rosenstein is almost like a litmus test for who is and is not part of that dirty little cabal. And we were talking about how House Speaker Paul Ryan is out there saying he's absolutely opposed to this impeachment moving forward. And now we have Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who's out there saying, no, we shouldn't be doing this. And, you know, Congress ought to be focusing on things like illegal immigration and stop messing about with the Department of Justice. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Sessions, Congress does have oversight responsibility for the executive branch, including the Department of Justice. And Rod Rosenstein is looking at those impeachment articles because he defied subpoenas. He refused to turn over documents. And he abused the Foreign Intelligence Service Act. And these are all impeachable offenses. But it is going to be interesting. We need to start keeping a list. You know, who is defending Rod Rosenstein? They are part of that corrupt cabal that lies at the heart of what's gone wrong with our government. Now, Robert Mueller, still not ready to give on up on finding something to get Donald Trump with, is apparently, according to the New York Times, starting to dig through all of Donald Trump's tweets, trying to build an obstruction case out of his tweets regarding the Russia investigation. That's how desperate Mueller is right now. He's going to go on out and he's going to find Trump's tweets where Trump is saying this is a witch hunt, and Mueller's going to say, see, that's he's trying to obstruct justice. He's trying to obstruct justice. So, now, District Judge Peter Macit of Maryland is allowing the emoluments lawsuit against Trump to proceed. And this was a lawsuit filed against Donald Trump a while ago regarding the fact that when foreign entities come to visit Washington, D.C., very often they will stay at the Trump Hotel, which apparently is one of the nicer ones in town. And therefore, President Trump is profiting from his being in office. That's what the emoluments clause is all about. He's not supposed to be getting any kind of gifts or profits from doing his job. And they're moving forward with the lawsuit. But my recollection is that Trump had already defused this by basically saying that any time any foreign diplomats or any officials who were visiting the White House stayed at the Trump Hotel, the proceeds from those visits would go to charity. But the anti-Trumpers are still out there just trying to do – they won't let go. They will not let go. And I think it's because that if Trump himself comes to understand what's going on inside the deep state the way that you and I do, he might be willing to do something about it. And I think that's the reason they've been so terrified of him ever since he came on in, because he's giving the deep state almost everything they want. He's keeping the war agenda going. He is trying to shut the border down, but so far that hasn't worked on out. The vaccine safety panel has pretty much gone away. We hear occasionally from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. On that, but it's usually buried down on page 34 underneath the astrology report. So why are they still after him? Because they can't count on him to protect the cover-up if he should somehow find out what's going on. I think it's one of the reasons why the White House staff are keeping Trump out of the White House. Have you noticed how much traveling he's doing and doing speeches? He's out there right now doing a speech at U.S. Steel. I think they're basically trying to keep him on the road, not give him the time to sit down and think things through. Now, as you know, this Maria Butina, she is an alleged Russian spy who was getting in close with various conservatives and the NRA. The FBI knew about it, did not warn them. And now she is being put on trial for operating as an agent of the Russian government without registering as such. And the U.S. government lawyers want a gag on the entire trial. And they're using as an excuse the fact that Maria's lawyer has made some statements to the press. And so Assistant U.S. Attorney Thomas Saunders is saying they will not issue discovery to defense attorney Robert Driscoll until there is a protective order secured on it so that he can't talk about what he finds in there. Translation, there's something in the discovery that undermines the official story. First and foremost, the fact that the FBI knew of this lady's actions and didn't warn anybody. Were they using her? Is she a double? Was she part of the attempt to set up and compromise? No. Now, the poll numbers are not looking good for the Democrats in the midterm elections, which is why they're trying to flood in so many illegal immigrants and get them registered to vote. And it was only a few months ago, Democrats were talking about the blue wave of gaining 50 seats in the House of Representatives. And it's not looking like that. And the analysis is showing right now, they're going to come up one seat short. So if at first you don't succeed, cheat. Apparently, that's what we know the Democrats do. They did it in 2016. They cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. They tried to cheat Trump out of the presidency. Now, the White House has a Barred reporter, Caitlin Collins, from the Trump Rose Garden event that's coming up. And the reason for that, or actually, I think it happened yesterday. The reason for that is that she has a habit of just shouting questions at President Trump at what would be considered inappropriate moments. And some of the other reporters do that as well. They'll just shout things at Donald Trump when he's trying to talk with foreign heads of states, or he's trying to give a speech, and they interrupt him. It's very rude. And so Caitlin Collins has been banned, and the corporate media is rallying around her. They're turning into the new martyr. And even Fox News president Jay Wallace put out a statement saying, "We have strong support for CNN. It's another reminder that Fox News, which used to at least have some kind of impartiality, has now been brought into the fold of corporate media propagandists. Over at The View, and no, I didn't watch this myself because it's a ridiculous show as far as I'm concerned. They've had Cynthia Nixon and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the show in the past few weeks for these very softball interviews, basically giving them airtime, giving them FaceTime. And Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett appeared on yesterday's show for another conversation where host Joy Behar basically said that Jarrett has to get Obama to go on the offensive against Donald Trump, saying that this is an emergency. Obama's got to condemn him publicly. You can almost smell the panic here. Now, down in Guantanamo, as you know, they're coming up finally on the court trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is accused of being the mastermind behind 9/11. Now, the defense lawyers are saying that because the CIA director Haspel has been making all of these inflammatory statements in the media and at our Senate confirmation hearings, that the trial is tainted. And they are basically asking the trial judge to either dismiss the charges or at least remove the possibility of a death penalty because of what they see as unlawful influence. Now, the only actual case they have against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is a confession extracted under torture. They waterboarded this guy something like 180 times. They took his kids and locked them in these darkened metal boxes with biting insects, and made him listen to the kids scream. And only then did he say, "Yes, yes, I did it." That's their entire case. They don't have anything else at all. This is the worst railroading since the Sarnia brothers. All right, so let's talk about the economic news here. Tech stocks had a kind of a bad day today. Facebook kind of led the way after showing disappointing quarterly results. And it basically nearly hit its biggest share price decline ever. And Zuckerberg himself personally lost $14 billion out of this. Don't worry, he's got plenty more. He's got lots more. But he did lose $14 billion. And they're trying to say that it's these new European privacy guards that are all to blame. I don't think so. I think people just aren't using Facebook anymore. I certainly am not. Not with all the censorship going on. Not with all the spying going on. Facebook has lost $132 billion in value. It's down over 20% from its closing highs. Because it's not nice to violate the First Amendment and to spy on people, thereby violating the Fourth Amendment. People are going to competing platforms. Now, here's where it gets interesting. if we could actually get the Securities and Exchange Commission to actually do their job, which if you remember, they failed miserably during Bernie Madoff. But apparently Facebook insiders dumped $4.1 billion of their own stock ahead of this crash. Somebody inside Facebook said, we're going to be in trouble. Probably they were looking at the declining user base. And that looks like insider trading here. Now, as the U.S.-China trade war heats up, in the area of soybeans, Brazil is coming out the winner. They are selling soybeans like crazy to China. China had been the biggest buyer of U.S. soybeans in recent years. But now you have the tariffs plus China's rejection of GMO, and they're going down to Brazil. U.S. soybean prices have fallen by 20% to their lowest price in nearly a decade. And other countries are now buying U.S. soybeans at below market prices, which means the soybean farmers are not doing very well. They're being harmed by all this nonsense. I really am glad that Trump and the EU worked out a zero tariff plan. Now, it's not without its complications. The whole point of the tariffs was to try and balance trade between the two countries. And this framework to get rid of the tariffs also includes obligations that Europe will, in fact, buy a lot more American products, mainly agricultural. So it's accomplishing the same task, but without the pain to the end consumer. And I think I agree with Trump on that one. I think I really do on this one. Okay, 114 out of the nation's 1,400 multi-employer pension plans covering 1.3 million workers are underfunded to the tune of $36.4 billion. And they are expected to start going insolvent in the next 5 years or so. There's a pension time bomb out there because the pensions fell victim to that 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. When Wall Street was putting together those bundles of mortgages, subprime mortgages, and breaking the securitization chain, Wall Street's rating agencies all rated them AAA, which made it legal for pensions to invest in them. And then the whole thing fell apart, collapsed, and the pensions lost a lot of money. And you, the American taxpayer, were forced to pay to keep most of those Wall Street firms still running. And apparently some of the banks in Europe that got caught up in this nonsense were bailed out at U.S. taxpayer expense. The only one that was allowed to really collapse was Lehman Brothers. Tesla is looking worse and worse, and I'm really sorry to hear it because I like the concept of the car. But Elon Musk, he's spread too thin. He's doing too many things, and he needs to focus on what he's doing with the Tesla right now. And Tesla's debt is now considered so poor, it's costing about $2 million to insure $10 million of Tesla debt against default. That is a tremendous, tremendous cost. Normally, credit default swaps don't cost anywhere near that much money. The U.S. is now looking at a bill, the U.S. Congress rather is looking at a bill that will target OPEC, Russia, and other non-OPEC oil alliances by basically declaring them as monopolies, opening them up to antitrust lawsuits within the United States. I'm not sure how well that's going to work on out. Supposedly, the legislation, which has been repeated rejected by past U.S. presidents, may actually be signed into law by Donald Trump. Now, what's going to happen? Are these other places, OPEC, Russia, other oil alliances, they're going to stop doing business with the U.S.? This is just becoming too much of a hassle to do. Now, the U.S. does have plenty of domestic oil production. Right now, they're trying to sell it. But we may find ourselves stuck behind if you will, a petroleum wall where nobody wants to sell us oil or buy oil from us. And we're powering our own internal industry with domestic energy, which is a good thing, I think. Makes us more self-sufficient, but of course it flies directly in the face of the plans of the globalists who want this nation over here providing all the oil, this nation over here providing all the electronics, and this nation over here providing all the automobiles, and this nation over here, in order to make us interdependent on each other. And that part of the globalist agenda is falling apart right now. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over at the Kaiser Report, Max Kaiser was looking at this claim by the IMF's former guy in Russia that there's never going to be a debt crisis with the country's current economic team in charge. and that basically the United States' goal to create economic chaos in Russia has failed. Now, the reason for that first one is that Putin's government took over direct control of Russia's central bank. It's still privately owned. He didn't confiscate it, but he took direct control of it in order to run Russia's public currency as a public utility and not as a privatized for-profit scam, as it is run here in the United States. And so they're going to make sure the debt never gets out of control. Whereas here in the United States, the Federal Reserve always wants the debt higher and more out of control. They make more money out of that. So it's just incredibly greedy. But we know about the failure to cause an economic crisis going all the way back to that ill-considered oil price war, which has really put a lot of countries, including Saudi Arabia, into a serious hurt, where the U.S. went on out and just crushed down oil prices, hoping that they would harm Russia, which does have a large oil industry. But Russia has other industries and other exports and a very resilient economy, especially compared to the United States, and they rode it on out. And meanwhile, Saudi Arabia got into economic trouble, had to issue government bonds for the first time in decades. It's one of the reasons Venezuela is in such serious straits right now. Oil companies in the U.S. and Canada all got hit. A lot of fracking companies were literally driven out of business because they were operating on such thin profit margins as it was. So now, there was an interesting story where there's this Haitian immigrant who shot a police officer in the head. The police officer was Adam Jobbers Miller, who was shot in the head by Haitian immigrant Wisner Desmarais on Saturday in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, the officer is in the hospital. He's in serious condition, but he is in the hospital. Now, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency had filed a detainer on this Haitian individual. And apparently, he's been involved in all kinds of illicit activities since getting into the United States. And this has not been covered by CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, or the Washington Post. They're not running any stories that show that illegal immigrants or refugees in a negative light. They want you to love the New World Order. They want you to love globalism. By the way, over in Portland, remember that big Occupy ICE protest? They had this camp they had. Well, the protest has basically ended. The protesters left, and they left behind a huge, huge mess, including piles of human waste, which Portland is now going to have to clean up at taxpayer expense. Nice people, these open borders types. We'll be right back after station identification.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.